This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. A big shout out to Atlanta, a big shout out to Denver and all our friends out there, and a big shout out to Seattle, where I hope it's a little cooler for you tonight. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out to all the truckers out there getting it done, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. And another special shout goes to all the first responders down in Surfside getting the job done there, search and rescue. Very tough, tedious work, and our thoughts and prayers go with you and the victims. Now, follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge, you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we got a heads up yesterday from the foreign minister of Panama, of all places, warning us that they have been stopping terrorists that are on the known terrorist watch list, blending in with the migrants in a bid to try to get in the line that comes to the U.S. This is not good. I've said this for some time, but we had no idea who the hell was coming into this country. And here we go again. This proves it.
Well, that's absolutely correct. You know, number one, we, as you were saying, we understood, we knew this is possible. And sure enough, the Panamanian foreign minister is saying that their own, what they're identifying as biometric identification measures, they have recognized, they say, and detained individuals linked to extremist groups. And
yep.
And by the way, they're coming into Panama,
yep,
in many cases illegally.
Yep.
And then they're going to make the trek to the United States illegally. And I got to tell you, Captain, where in the heck is Kamala Harris on this?
Well, she doesn't want to know about this because, you see, well, we can't call them illegal and we can't call them terrorists because what's the definition of the word terrorist? Well, hell, if you're from Iran, if you're from Afghanistan, if you're from one of the stands, or if you're from Yemen and you're tooling up through there with a bunch of folks and you're of military age conscription, and oh, by the way, if you're in pretty good shape like you might have been in the military, you might be a terrorist.
Well, precisely. And again, it's the fact that a blend, and I think that the key phrase here is blending in. And the Biden administration obviously looking the other way, quite literally and figuratively, to people coming across the border illegally, and because they want to destabilize. We understand what their purposes are, but this puts all Americans at risk, and the Biden administration is being derelict in its duty to not actually have a coherent border policy.
We don't even know who's in this country.
Precisely.
We have no idea who's coming across that border.
Yeah, and that's scary. That needs to sink mm-hmm. in. That's reality.
Yep.
Right.
Now, something pertaining to this that could help a little bit. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that the government can indefinitely detain certain immigrants who say they'll face persecution or torture if they're deported to their native countries.
That's exactly right. In other words, they don't have to have a hearing in short order. This primarily, I think, applies to those who had been deported and then show up back in the United States claiming that they were under threat in their home country. But that points up... to safety doesn't mean making a thousands of mile trek to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It means maybe going to a neighboring country where you will be safe and then go through a process by which you could apply for asylum in the United States or immigrate to mm-hmm. the United States.
Now, the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives last night or early in the evening passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who upheld slavery or back to Confederacy from the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., that's where the Congress is, which displays statues selected by all 50 states. Now, this is the second year in a row that the House of Representatives has passed something like this, and some of them may go, some of them may not go, because last year they didn't get rid of the ones they really wanted to get rid of, remember?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because, again, I think it was even Nancy Pelosi, correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to recall her talking about the Confederacy, the statues and all that. They were traitors. They were statues of traitors.
Yep.
Now, of course, we all learned about the Civil War. We know what the Civil War was about. We understand the history of the Civil War. But I think what they were doing, especially last summer, was they were trying to exacerbate and inflame the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And by, again, creating a destabilization in our mm-hmm. country. Yeah.
Now, here comes the music, but very quickly here, I'm going to talk about Governor Kristi Noem when we come back, but I'm going to make a twofer. Because initially she said they are going to have fireworks in the state of South Dakota. It just won't be at Mount Rushmore. It'll be somewhere else. But they're going to have fireworks in South Dakota. And Joe Biden and company are not going to stop it.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. I will. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now remember, MyPillow.com has basically taken their website and made it into a catalog. So you can go to their website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the products they have to sell there, and when it asks you for a promo code, use the word Captain. That's your key to get the big, deep discounts that are there. Captain. Now, I'll give you an example. We have the six-piece MyPillow towel set, which you can save $65 on just by mentioning Captain in the promo code box. You save $65, and it works that way with the pillows and the other things that are there. I've also got a pair of slippers I got. I've also got the MyPillow topper, which is really, really comfortable. I'm shocked all the heck that it's as comfortable as it is. And, of course, I got the blanket to throw on my couch, which is working really good, too. But you can give them a call if you have any questions or if you want to place an order by the telephone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or just go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the different things they have. Take your time because they got a lot. And then order what you'd like. The promo code is simply Captain, and that's going to save you a boatload of money on whatever it is you order. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has said, first of all, they're going to have fireworks in South Dakota. Joe Biden is not going to ruin it by not letting them go to Mount Rushmore, where they traditionally go to have their fireworks over the carvings of the presidents on the mountain. So they're going to be somewhere else, but they're going to have fireworks and a big celebration, a big concert and all that, which is great. But she also said that she's growing, joining the growing list of Republican governors sending law enforcement officers to the U.S. border with Mexico. And I believe she's sending 50, just like a number of other governors are doing.
Yes, that's exactly right. It is 50 that she'll be sending. And, of course, you know, Captain, I think there's going to be a lot of support for these governors beginning to band together in order to take some kind of action. It's not illegal. It's not going against the federal government, these kinds of things. But it is there to augment and to give, you know, courtesy to their fellow states, basically, in trying to deal with the problem that the White House has simply, you know, basically thinks doesn't exist.
The White House has abandoned the border because they don't care how many people come in.
Well, exactly right.
Yep.
And by the way, Kamala Harris's trip the other day was just a real slap in the face.
Wasn't even on the border.
That's exactly right. And it's a slap in the face to those who are trying to seriously, number one, present this problem that the Biden administration created, and number two, trying to do something in order to curb this issue. And so, again, governors working together is going to be a big part of this effort here.
Now, Donald Trump is going right smack dab into the belly of the beast, and he's going right into the middle of the Rio Grande Valley around Del Rio, which is where a lot of this stuff goes on, and this is where the bad guys are, the drug cartels and all that. He's going to be right there in the middle of it, right along the border.
Yes, exactly right. And that is going to be, now he will get a lot of coverage on that, I think. And certainly it's going to, I think it's going to spark some debate of commentary, shall we say, on some different networks, perhaps. They won't be able to let that just be. But it also, again, and this is one of the reasons why Kamala Harris didn't go to the actual border crisis or get anywhere near it. And that's because they don't want the news media and the American people seeing the kinds of pictures that would ensue from that kind of visit.
Now, we've got real trouble in Afghanistan. We know that. We've been talking about the fact that we don't even know if it's going to stay intact. The government's going to be there until the United States actually officially pulls everybody out. But the top U.S. general there says that security in Afghanistan is rapidly deteriorating.
Yes, exactly right. This is General Austin Miller. And he's saying basically that a civil war is, he says, is certainly something that can be seen, you know, if this all continues on the same trajectory, basically, just paraphrasing him. But he also says that right now he's got all the weapons and capability he needs right now to aid Afghanistan's national defense and security forces. But, of course, Captain, you know, that's all rapidly changing.
Yeah, and they're gaining more, the Taliban's gaining control of more of the country as we speak. Every day they gain another district. Now, the GOP is crawling foul out there in your state, California, as California okayed a new governor set of recall rules. What's that all about? That's why they have Tom Bill Picardo all happy.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, right now what the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to allow the recall election to be moved up some 30 days earlier than it would be under existing state law. And that would put it somewhere, I think, in early November, I believe. But they want to do this because they want to take advantage of what they see as conditions that are good for Newsom at this point, because California is starting to open up and this kind of thing. There's a general good feeling about that, and they're going to try to strike while the iron's hot and put Newsom in the best light. And so, of course, it's obviously a ploy, and it's obviously a self-serving tactic, because they are terrified about this recall. They really, really are, because they also know that Californians aren't going to be quite as easily fooled. It's going to be a hard row to hoe here in order to get the recall to be successful. But they understand that they've got a real chance to get beaten here.
Now, protesters last year and even right now are making defund the police their slogan, but actually fewer than 20% of the voters think America should spend less on police, and a majority want them to spend more, especially in the big blue cities where crime is on the rise.
Well, that's exactly right. And earlier in the program, we were talking about what things sort of look like on TV, because that's, in many ways, and I say TV, our screens, their internet screens, all these different things. But that becomes a window to the world. And most in the news media, they want you to go along with their own sort of worldview. What the politicians that they like, the Biden administration is wonderful to cover because it's all so much, you know, it's all rainbows and unicorns, as it were, with Joe Biden. But the people all across the country, Captain, they see the crime in their own area that's rising. They understand, and so they're not going to be fooled by what they're told to think by the TV people, let's say.
Now, the dumbasses amongst us, the Biden Energy Secretary included, Grantham, from former governor of Michigan, has implied that climate change could have caused the deadly Florida condo collapse.
You know, Captain, this is obviously file this under exactly what you just said.
I just said dumbass.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean it.
File that under that because, again, any speculation at this point is, and first of all, this is like political posturing. This isn't, I think, a legitimate, you know, course of, you know, investigation to simply go, oh, it's climate change. Well, of course not. I mean, we understand about what sea, air, and these kinds of things do, but it doesn't appear that this is a climate change-related issue at all. And so, again, to me, it just comes out as more political posturing. She just wants to, I think, say the phrases rising sea levels and this kind of stuff, and somehow that's all contributing to this. But there's no evidence of that.
Yeah, she showed her ignorance when she opened her mouth and tried to venture into untested waters where she never should have said a word.
Well, right, yeah, and it's actually very, very sad because somebody comes out and starts talking like that while in the midst of the tragedy, yeah, where they're still looking for survivors, yeah, is not good.
And the slow work of sifting through the remnants of the collapsed Florida condo building now has stretched into a seventh day today, Wednesday, as families who are desperate for progress have endured a wrenching wait for answers. Now, there is still hope. There's always going to be hope until they shut the damper down and say there's nothing we can do. But the dogs are still giving positive indications there's something going on. They've still got heat and sonar, not heat, sonar, that's giving them some reflections of some things that may be right under the pile that they're getting very close to perhaps pull out a survivor or two. So everybody is just hoping with bated breath that they're able to do that today, tomorrow, and the next day, because they are running out of time.
Yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number. And we got more to talk about when we come back, so don't go nowhere, no how. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the debate over the origins of COVID-19 intensifies, there are more calls for an independent investigation into the lab at Wuhan, China, where the virus is suspected of leaking from. Republican lawmakers held a forum on Tuesday on the virus's origins, with several scientists and former members of the Trump administration testifying. Admiral Brett Carrar was the White House Director of COVID testing during the Trump administration and told the panel that the evidence that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab was too coincidental.
It is just too much of a coincidence that a worldwide pandemic caused by a novel bat coronavirus that cannot be found in nature started just a few miles away from a secretive laboratory doing potentially dangerous research on bat coronavirus.
The Republican members of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus said they invited Dr. Anthony Fauci to participate in the discussion, but he declined. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's it.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just will there, Mr. Announcer Guy. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, or you can go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. Now, they offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all of that for you. And if you really want to save money on your car insurance, bundle it with your homeowner's, renter's, or condo policy. Bundle it. That's how you save money. And it'll save you a considerable amount of money. Now, I will tell you this. If you're a safe driver, knock on wood, there it is right there. I get a 10% discount every year below whatever the rate is. Now, I just got my renewal turned into me, and I took a look at it, and I shopped around a little bit to see if I was still getting as good a deal as what I thought it was, and I am. So, therefore, I'm not going anywhere after 18 years. They do a great job, and I've had three claims in the 18 years that I've been there, none of which have been my fault. They've taken care of me right away. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer, and you'll know what I know, and that is you can save a bunch of money. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What would you say if I told you the Supreme Court is poised to issue a major ruling that could impact the practice of ballot harvesting across the United States as soon as tomorrow.
Yes, yes, that's a very interesting development. That's right. And I think this has to do with something that came out of the Ninth Circuit of Appeals.
Out of Arizona.
Out of Arizona, exactly, which they sided with Democrats, basically, on this. So, yeah, that's right. And, of course, the process of ballot harvesting means going around and telling people you'll take their ballot for them and this kind of thing. And I think the Democrats were arguing, as if I recall correctly, that this somehow, was necessary because of, you know, they needed to help different minority groups and so forth, basically.
Right, who couldn't possibly get their ballot to the poll, and they had to be taken by these people, which didn't offer for the fact that maybe they might change it en route.
Right, well, exactly, yeah. Yeah, and in many states it's illegal, obviously, to do such ballot harvesting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, the World Health Organization has stopped recommending widespread COVID-19 testing of asymptomatic cases, which, finally, that makes a little sense.
Well, it does. You go back to the early days of this whole thing with the pandemic, and, we were actually told, hey, if you have no symptoms, you could have COVID. I mean, it's that kind of thing. And then later on, quite recently, it was stated basically that, well, you know, we were probably a little too intense about the idea of people with no symptoms really being carriers of this thing, because again, it, either they didn't know or they were happy to keep the hysteria really, really going to a level where it didn't need to be. But now, of course, they're not recommending that now from the WHO, which has its own problems in and of itself, right, Captain?
Yeah. Now, very quietly in several states across the country, the Dominion voting machines are being replaced, and I use the word quietly for a reason, because if they did this boisterously, the Dominion folks, in some cases, have got contracts where they're going to turn around and sue the states because, oh, you can't do that because we have a 25-year contract with you, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. But the contract also includes, in the event of some type of problem or a weird deal like what's gone on with some of these audits that we now got going on, that the states can do away with the machine and go back to square one. And one of the places where it's been highly publicized is Arizona's Maricopa County, who's going to replace all of the voting machines that were Dominion after this audit has come out, which, by the way, we should hear the results of the audit sometime early next month.
That's right, yeah, and they basically said they weren't going to use any equipment that had been subpoenaed in any way, and so those are those machines, basically. Yeah, so they're going to switch them out.
And it's obvious that there's something going on with the Dominion machines because they wouldn't have said it the way they did by saying after the audit comes out. There's obviously a problem there.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And that's going to feed in and really drive, Captain, I think, a lot of people's reaction and expectations, not only for 2022, in terms of what kind of election process they're expecting to see.
Now, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, the gift that keeps on giving, up there in Minnesota, where, by the way, her district is not, contrary to public opinion, the majority Somali. Yes, there's Somalis there, but it is predominantly a white Democratic district, is it not?
That's exactly right, yeah.
So, therefore, it's the white Democrats that keep electing her into office. She just got reelected for the second time, and shame on them because, here we go again, Representative Omar doubled down, comparing the United States to terrorists.
Yes, that's exactly right, and she's talking about the idea that somehow that we have to have this, well, according to her words, we have to have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. And she says we've seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S. and, in the same sentence, exactly the same sentence, U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. So, go figure, Captain, exactly how twisted you have to be to include the United States in the same breath with Hamas.
Do we go around cutting people's heads off?
No.
Do we go around intentionally lining people up on a trench, killing them, letting them fall in the trench, and then bury them?
No, of course not.
Do we intentionally put them in a cage and set them on fire?
Nope.
That's what the Irk that follow Ilhan Omar over there where she came from do.
That's, yes, very true. So, again, this is just more evidence that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar isn't there to do any kind of, you know, just quote-unquote Congress stuff. She's just not there to do that.
Well,
she's there to criticize and continue this kind of campaign. It is a campaign against the United States of America.
And I'm not saying that she's a terrorist, but I am saying that she obviously condones some of what's going on, or she would be condemning somebody different other than us.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Most people who hear such a freakishly bad statement, they're not going to agree with it, and they know where, you know, they know which way is up. They get it.
Now, according to what we're hearing in Texas ahead of the Trump border visit, Republicans have mobilized an effort to send law enforcement relief to Texas and Arizona from a bunch of states. So they'll be down there. The president, former President Donald Trump, will be there with his team as well.
That's exactly right. And again, it will point up the disparity of what the Biden administration wants you to think about the border, which they even want you to see about the border. And President Trump is going to have quite a hand in making sure that it's on display.
That's right. And also, the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa, the New York City GOP nominee, has said, "I'll end the all-out crazy AOC and de Blasio's handcuffing of the New York Police Department. Thank God."
Well, that's right. I think that's what people want to hear. We'll see how the election is going to play out ultimately, obviously. But I think even New Yorkers across the board don't want to have, for example, these kinds of shootings that we saw in Times Square, of all places on planet Earth. If you're not going to be safe in Times Square, you know, this is beyond bad. And they know that they've got to get the police back doing what they do to keep people safe.
And his plan is to do exactly what Rudy Giuliani did when he first came to power. He says, "I'm going to come in, I'm going to clean up the city, we're going to get the police, we're going to enforce the laws, we're going to put bad guys in jail. That's what we're going to do." That's what he's saying. He just might win this election.
Well, very possible. Again, I think New Yorkers are fed up. And just like the time when Giuliani...
The ones I know are.
Well, of course. And just the way that Rudy Giuliani was able to become mayor of New York City, you never know. Because people know that if it's too dangerous and you can't do business, you can't do commerce, and the tourists stay away, it's a big deal.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see if there's been any changes to the weather. And again, remember, we're about a week out from what looks like a major hurricane in the brewing right now, developing out there, coming our way. There is a system in front of it, which is going to be predominantly rain, but it won't develop into the type of storm that's behind it. So, wow, get ready. Here it comes, about a week away. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okie dokie, Donna. We'll try to do that. Thanks very much. By the way, this episode, this edition of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me, the Captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about the Pilot and the Flying J. And I said you'd get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and you will. Now, the historic heat wave continues in the northwestern quadrant of the U.S. with record-shattering temperatures across interior portions of the region. Meanwhile, sweltering heat also continues in a large part of the Northeast and Middle Atlantic, including the Boston, New York, and Philadelphia metro areas. Finally, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds will be common in the Northeast through Wednesday. And there are some that have started to fire up right now in the Poconos, right there in Pennsylvania along the New Jersey border. And they'll be moving east if they haven't already. So, Let's go over here. Mr. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, our friends in Portland and Seattle may get a little bit of a respite from the triple digits, but that doesn't mean they won't be having 90-degree weather and 90-plus degree weather over the next few days. That those heat warnings are moving east through Washington State, through the state of Oregon, still covering Idaho, and now, of course, over into eastern Montana in the Billings area where we've got heat watches and fire weather watches there. Dust storm warning continues on I-80, this outside of Reno, Nevada, and that's going to be in the area of Lovelock, and so you want to be aware of that if you're traveling on I-80 tonight. New Mexico continues flash flood warnings there in most of the southern part of the state there, this in the Las Cruces area, also around Roswell, and of course Carlsbad is where we have specific flood warnings as well. And then also Utah's Zion National Park, very, very beautiful part of the United States, that was closed on Monday. We believe it still remains so because of flash flooding in the area, and it's a big amount of water that's come through that area. So if you're in the area of Zion National Park, this is going to be east of the 15 freeway there in southern Utah. You may run into some of the aftermath of that. So be careful out there.
Now, El Paso east to Fort Stockton, you've got rain. You've got some flooding going on there down to the Mexican border. You've also got a small area near Lubbock, south of Lubbock, Texas, where there is some rain and some flood conditions right now. Meanwhile, moving up into Oklahoma, just inside Oklahoma from Wichita Falls, Texas, you've got one small area where there are some flood watches right there for the small streams. Up into the southeastern corner of Kansas tonight, you've got rain and some flood watches right there along the border with Missouri. And then up in the middle part of the state, Columbia, if you're coming in from I-70 from Kansas City, from straight across to Columbia, Missouri, there is a flood watch and a flood warning over in that area right now. Moving over into Illinois, central part of Illinois, there's some areas there where there's some small stream flooding statements. And then in Missouri, the central western part of, Wisconsin, in the central western part of Wisconsin, as well as up around Green Bay, you've got some unsettled weather conditions up there. You could get rain. You could also get some thunderstorms up there. And then the central northern upper part of the peninsula of Lake Michigan, you've got some inclement weather up that way. Moving over to the east coast from about, from about Philadelphia up to Scranton, up to Binghamton, you've got high heat conditions there, as well as some thunderstorms that have developed up there around Scranton with what appears to be not only flooding in the process, but also some severe weather by the looks of what we got. And it appears to be moving east along I-80. Now, that rain and that heat that's in there, too, the high heat that's in there, goes over into Jersey, runs up the Hudson River Valley towards right about Albany, and then over up I-95, you'll find it hot and dry over through Connecticut and Rhode Island up to Massachusetts. Halfway across Massachusetts to Springfield, you certainly are going to have some high heat conditions. And then also along I-95 in New Hampshire and all the way up to Bangor, Maine. And we do have some rain warnings there, too, as well. So that's what we're looking at tonight there. And don't forget, the pilot and the Flying J always brings you this edition of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And they appreciate the fact that you stop in there, and as a result, they'll give you a nice free hot cup of coffee, right?
That's exactly right. Tell them you're listening to the captain's program.
Who? Who? Yep, just tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, just like James did. James stopped at a pilot and got himself a free drink, and he says, thanks for the drink. Well, it didn't have anything to do with me. It's the agreement they have with us, but that's okay. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And, of course, he stays very busy doing what he does. And he also puts out a podcast of his own. And you can also hear him opining on some other different shows. He's been on Ron Edwards' show. He's been on Frank Silvato's show and some other shows as well. So you never know where he's going to pop up at. Now, let's not forget that what we have going on tonight is certainly a series of events that is going to be in the news on and off today, tomorrow. And on the phone, we're going to go over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think about the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives last night passing a bill to remove the statutes honoring those who upheld slavery or backed the Confederacy during the Civil War that are still in the Capitol building? They want them out.
It's outrageous.
I know. American history trying to deplete it, get rid of it.
I'm just not surprised by anything anymore. I'm becoming desensitized to stupidness.
Yeah, well, it certainly is stupid. I can agree with you with that. So it is what it is. But again, they're just this is the cancel culture, and this is again the fundamental transformation of America, which we've heard about for quite a while.
Yes, it is.
So, what would you do? Would you just put him in another room?
I wouldn't be removing them.
Right.
Period.
Okay. Now let's see here. Jen Psaki, the Olympic hammer thrower. She said that she hadn't spoke with President Biden yet on the matter, so she didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, but she actually says that the White House stands with her because that was a peaceful protest and that's protected under the First Amendment.
Well, what's also protected under the First Amendment is throwing her to hell off the Olympic team.
Well, yeah, let her defect.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say, okay, if I was the coach of that team, I'd say, all right, pack your bags, you're going home. That's just me. That's just me.
I agree with that.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Now, folks, when we come back from the break, which we're fixing to take here, top of the hour news, we're going to talk about a warning that came yesterday from the foreign minister of Panama. And this is some serious stuff that Denise and I have been talking about for many years with the people coming up from Central and South America. Because they walk amongst us, and they're coming right across the border, looking the part of a amigo or amiga, and they're bad people getting into this country. I'll be right back right after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.